Rasmussen poll, 1 in 3 Americans strongly back transgender beer boycott. By Neil Monroe on April 20, 2023. Transgenderism is so toxic to many Americans that 50% of middle-income earners are less likely to buy Bud Light beer because the brewer hired a pro-transgender man to change the beer's public image. The good news for ordinary Americans, the bad news for the beer company's accountants, was spotlighted by a Rasmussen poll of 1,041 adults, released on April 18. Roughly one-third of people in each income group say they strongly support the boycott, said the poll. 54% of Americans support a Bud Light boycott, including 53% of men, 57% of white respondents and 66% of Republicans, and 57% of people under age 40. Roughly one-third of people in each income group say they strongly support the boycott. Just 18% strongly oppose a boycott, including 30% of Democrats and 11% of Republicans. Overall, a plurality of Democrats say they support the movement, 44-43. The boycott may be biting nationwide, a TV station in Montana reported on April 19. Aaron Swain is the owner of the Red Door in Billings and is one of many local bars that have seen Bud Light sales plummet ever since the beer giant teamed up with transgender TikTok influencer Dylan Mulvaney during March Madness. "We have seen a decline month to date. The first 18 days of April versus the first 18 days of March. We're down 38% on Bud Light," said Swain Wednesday. The boycott was triggered when Anheuser-Busch hired transgender advocate Dylan Mulvaney to market Bud Light beer. Even though Mulvaney is a prominent, and unhappy, advocate for the revolutionary campaign to deny the two sexes. When the ad was announced, 5,600 news articles were published about the controversy in 2 weeks, Axios.com reported on April 18. The news received over 6 million social interactions, likes, shares, comments, according to NewsWhip data. The poll spotlights Americans' deep opposition to Mulvaney's transgender ideology, which seeks to outlaw civic and legal distinctions between men and women, and boys and girls. The revolutionary change would suppress the public's civic recognition of the different and complementary heterosexual needs of the two sexes. That suppression would create many opportunities for government officials and their political allies to manage the resulting civic conflicts and personal damage for their economic and political advantage. Watch, gender dysphoria is a mental disorder. Young women on dangers of transgenderism. GOP politicians are increasingly unified in opposition to the transgender push, and many polls show that most moderate swing voters oppose the fast-expanding transgender ideology. Since the disastrous marketing decision, the beer company has tried to maneuver out of the PR meltdown without further angering beer drinkers, or the many influential pro-transgender advocates in President Joe Biden's administration. "We never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people," said the company's CEO. "We are in the business of bringing people together over a beer." However, even this symbolic retreat has prompted complaints from pro-transgender elites. "This is not a gaffe, it's a betrayal," said Ben Schott, Bloomberg Opinion's advertising and brands columnist. He continued, "Bud Light sought out a controversial influencer in a dangerously polarized space, with neither the wisdom to plan for a backlash nor the bravery to stand by its partner. Kicking a hornet's nest for clicks and giggles before cowardly running away is no way to elevate a brand or promote a cause." The controversy has also seeped into politics, even as the company is spending to revive its non-political branding.